What's up, everyone? Welcome to a special episode of Stick to Football. I'm your host, Connor Rogers, and with me in studio, a very special guest here in New York City, former West Virginia wide receiver, Gary Jennings. Gary, Senior Bowl, Combine, Good Morning Football, all these things behind you. You can finally take a breather. How are you feeling, man?
Feeling great, you know, just taking care of my body, back at West Virginia right now, preparing for rookie minicamp.
So is that where you've been training, or is it, you know, did you do anything special over these last couple months, move somewhere, or did you stay local?
Well, I trained down in at Bomarito's in Aventura, Florida, yep, for my combine process, and just for the past 2 weeks, I've been up at West Virginia.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been down there with a guy named Le'Veon Bell. So nice. I think you're in a pretty good spot. Now, with all these things behind you, you got all the testing numbers locked in. You had a fantastic combine. What do you do now until the draft? Do you stay on the same training regimen, or do you finally scale it back and give yourself that kind of not only mental rest, but more importantly, a physical rest?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm scaling back on stuff, but I need to transition more into football activities now. Before, I was training for a 40, you know, running straight ahead. I need to get back in shape and kind of get back into the football grind of things.
Yeah, you're doing track stuff, yeah, essentially, which I don't know if you had any experience there, but I mean, I know a lot of people need to train specifically just for the start, mm-hmm, and things that you really don't do in football. So mm-hmm, I'm sure that's a good feeling to finally have behind you. Over the last 2 years, over 2,000 receiving yards. Do you feel almost overlooked at this point, or do you kind of like where you're at, where you don't have all this constant noise? Like, look at it, like DK Metcalf, mm-hmm, like injured, missed most of the season. Now everyone can't stop talking about him, but you're a more productive player out here. How does that make you feel?
I mean, all my life I've kind of been underlooked. I've kind of had to scratch and claw my way up, but that's perfectly fine with me. You know, leave a chip on my shoulders, and it keeps me hungry too as well. And I know when it's time to roll, you know, I'm going to show out.
No doubt. And you know, 4 years at West Virginia, we spent a lot of time at the Senior Bowl with Dana Holgorsen, and he was telling us, listen, this is a big transfer school, but you were not that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You were there for all 4 years on the field, mm-hmm, right away. Is it one of those things where you value that experience because you are this rare player that stayed at school all 4 years, stayed at the same school all 4 years? And is it one of those things that brought you there? Was it the promise of playing right away and kind of being local in a way? You didn't go across the country. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it about West Virginia necessarily that was so enticing to you?
I mean, just the overall system, you know, the coaching staff at the time of how they did things, it just fit me. It fit me the best. They molded me into a great receiver. They molded me into also a great person too as well.
Yeah, and I mean, going back to being a receiver, you've played inside, you've played outside. Mm-hmm. I know early on you returned kicks and punts, mm-hmm, on special teams. Do you have a preference? Is there an alignment you prefer, or are you just kind of at the point where you're like, I've done so many different things, I'll play wherever?
Yeah, I'm a Swiss Army knife. Yeah. You know, I can do it all. I've played inside, I've played outside. I can even line up a running back if I wanted to. Probably,
okay. But yeah, no doubt. Is that something that teams have, it's not the running back thing, no, but something that teams have talked to you about is coming in and handling different roles right away?
Yeah, that's the main thing that teams like about me is my versatility and being able to do both too as well.
I mean, let's not sell you short though. Mm-hmm. Something that I always come back to when watching your film, which is fun because it's you, David Sills, Will, mm-hmm, Greer, even Wesco. I mean, you got so many different guys in this offense, but is the game-winning touchdown catch against Texas? Uh-huh. And something I know I've read you talk about, saying you kind of don't even remember how, mm-hmm, things went. It was funny watching it this morning again. You know, you catch it and the Texas crowd is screaming at you. I think they're screaming that you weren't in bounds when, yeah, you clearly were. I mean, just walk me through that play. I think everyone dreams of that moment of catching not only a game-winning touchdown, but in an away stadium with an electric atmosphere. Like, what was that like?
Yeah, that was one of, if not the craziest game I've been a part of. I'm pretty sure it was their most sold out stadium to date.
It looked it.
I think it was. But at the moment when I caught that ball, you know, the crowd, I heard, of course, the guys in front of me, but the crowd was silent. I'm like, did I just catch that ball? But I had to remind myself, oh, it's an away crowd. So
yeah, it was one of the more calm celebrations in a gigantic moment that I've, yeah, ever seen. But you also looked locked in. And I mean, every single scouting report, rightfully so, says the same thing about you. Your focus, your concentration, reliable hands. But then you go out and you show, no, I'm not just some possession receiver. Mm-hmm. I can stretch the field. Is that something that it's a role, really? I know you've talked about growing into this year. Is that something that you can work towards, or it's like, I've always had the speed, I just had to wait my turn to do it in this offense?
I mean, I've always had it. It's just a matter of using that tool
and getting the opportunity.
Correct.
No doubt about that. So back to it. You played with Will Grier. You played with David Sills. You guys were arguably the top offensive trio in the country. I know it was only a couple seasons with them, but still, what was that experience like, first with Grier and then obviously having a guy across from you like Sills?
I mean, it was a great experience. We push each other every day, and just the amount of preparation, the amount of detail that went into everything with, you know, all of us together, not even just Will, Dave, and I, but as a receiver core as a whole, you know, it took a lot of effort and dedication.
Yeah, and everybody in this class is constantly talking about, I know you want a Heisman, so I get it, Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, even Drew Lock a little bit. What is it with Will Grier, though, that people don't know or maybe missing?
I mean, he's a baller. When those lights come on, you know, he's gonna ball.
Yeah, and it seems like he got the most out of his players. Mm-hmm. I mean, with how productive of a receiver duo that you guys were over time. So we talked about it earlier, coming off the combine, a lot of interviews, I would imagine. Do you know how many teams you met with off the top of your head? It's too many.
So many.
Any weird questions?
They try to get in your head of some psychological questions, but I wouldn't say any like off the wall type stuff.
Did you get like the, if you had to pick between being a cat or dog or anything like that, the animal ones, what would you say?
I would say I'm a dog. I'm loyal.
Yeah. I feel like that's the go-to answer. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know what anyone would say if they were a cat.
I've heard the, for a cat response, that I'm sneaky and I'm the finesse type person.
Yeah, that would make sense. But I don't really know if that fits your game, because you're known as a blocker and all that. So away from football, because I'm sure this process is eventually just wears you out where it's football. What do you do to take a break? I know you don't have a lot of time to, but what do you do to get away?
I mean, I'm a foodie, honestly. I like eating.
Okay. So, do you like cooking or just the eating?
I wish I knew how to cook.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to get better at it, but overall, you know, I just like finding new, different food spots.
Has there been anywhere from traveling around the country, especially in the Big 12, that you've been where you're like, oh, that's a city that I would like to go back to?
I mean, Fort Worth seemed pretty cool.
Fort Worth's great.
Yeah, Fort Worth seemed pretty cool. I mean, but granted that we don't get to necessarily go and venture out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're kind of restricting your diet, right?
Yeah.
Anything people don't know about you besides you being a foodie? Because, like, you're very, I don't want to say, like, professional is a boring word, but on, like, social media, like, you're all about football, you're all about training. Like, is there anything people don't know about you that they're missing? Because, like, everybody talks about, like, Grier and Sills had comeback stories, but you were, like, Mr. Consistent at West Virginia. You were always there, always being productive. Like, what is it that people are missing about Gary Jennings?
As far as me as a person or as far as...
Both, honestly. Like, and football, but really as a person.
I mean, I would say that I'm a pretty transparent person, you know, overall. But overall, what people are missing, I think, are mainly just me, just the actual type of player that I am, you know, and what I can actually do. I don't believe that I've even come close to eclipsing what I really can be, you know, and there's a really high ceiling for me as well.
Yeah, and that's something Jim Nagy, the director of the Senior Bowl, said. He's like, listen, Gary has speed that a lot of people are missing. I mean, we were up in the press box here, and he goes, watch Gary. Like, watch Gary. He deserves to be here. He's done everything right, and he called you really his winner at receiver. So, like I said, we did spend some time with Dana there, and he said his nickname for you was Robo Gary.
Robo.
So he does call you this to your face.
Yeah.
Okay. And he had good reasons for it. He's like, Gary's so muscled up and all of this. Do you like the nickname, or are you trying to shed it now that you're moving on?
I mean, It's a not really consistent nickname that's carried with me, but it came from, you know, with workouts, you know, say like, oh, Gary never gets tired, you know, that's kind of the reason.
Oh, okay. Too, as well. That's a good reason. Yeah. I'm sure when he's hopped up on like 9 million Red Bulls.
Yeah.
The things that come out. I mean, when we had an interview with him, he comes in, he's obviously tired. He's been on like every single network, but we handed him a sugar-free Red Bull, and
he's like,
that was it. Like, water. Is that him at practice too?
Yeah, that's like water for him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is hydration?
Yes.
it was an incredible program that he really, I don't want to say turned around, but kind of turned around there, specifically with you guys over the years, now moves on to Houston. So I think it's safe to say he was attached to your core. Is that something like you noticed? Because he's an offensive guy. He's had great offenses everywhere the guy goes. Were you guys just noticeably like a little closer with him because of that? Because you were really the cogs to what he does best.
Yeah, he's a player's coach, and that's what gave us, you know, success as an offense too as well. We are very senior led, you know, in the past few years, and he let us kind of take the reins as far as what went on the field and things like that, and ended up working out.
All right, two fun ones before I let you go. We used to do this with every guest. Want to bring it back because I got you here in studio. If you're stranded on an island, and I know people ask this all the time, but I like to put a little twist into it. First off, you got to pick someone to bring with you. And would you bring them to survive, or would you bring them to have a good time?
Who would I pick? I'm picking Les Stroud or Bear Grylls or something.
So I always say the smartest answer is Bear Grylls. So I think you're like only the third out of like 60 people that we've asked that. If you could bring a teammate, who would you bring?
Bring a teammate? Huh. I'd probably say Marcus. That man's going
to... Okay. Yeah, okay.
Marcus.
And the last one, what would be the one-liner in your dating profile? If you had an online dating profile.
An online dating profile. What would be my one-liner?
I mean, in a month, you could say I'm an NFL player.
Yeah.
So... Gary, thanks so much, man. It was awesome having you here and just awesome watching you throughout the process. And just want to say, wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.